Welcome to Heralding the Truth, the radio ministry of Russell Road Church in Sydney, Ohio, where our vision is to build a people established in God's Word, advancing His kingdom, a body of believers endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. We appreciate you joining us this morning for this dynamic and life-changing Word. Here now is our senior pastor, Fred Gillenwater, with today's message.
The truth be told for the saving of souls.
Let's go to our scripture in 1 Corinthians 13. And we're going to start with verse 6. Okay, this is our vision in this church, and the Bible speaks says in Proverbs 29:18, where there's no vision, the people cast off restraints. In other words, anything goes. So we need to have a vision. All right, now look at this. To build a people who are established in God's word, advancing His kingdom, a body of believers endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Now, this is from the love chapter in the agape love in 1 Corinthians 13. Now, look what it says. So you can say, love does not rejoice in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth. So love, the agape love, rejoices when there's truth. In 1 John 2, 5, it says, but whoever keeps my word, truly the love of God is being perfected in him. You see that? And so that's what we talked about last week too, is that David said, I would have went astray when I was, he said, when I was afflicted, I went astray. Before I was afflicted, I went astray, but now I keep your word. He keeps his word because his love was growing between him and God. You see that? But affliction should always move you closer to God. Affliction means mental anguish. It means to be troubled seriously. And so that's a lot of that going on today. That should cause you not to go to the doctor and want to get depression medicine. That should cause you to say, I need to get closer to God. You see this? All right, so let's pray. Father, we thank you for your presence today. We thank you for all that you're doing in our lives. Lord, we trust you. Lord, we just pray for our nation. And Lord, that people would call on your name and just look to you because you have our answers and our solutions. Lord, we trust you because you are our creator. In Romans, it says, well, Who are you to even ask your creator, why is this and why did you make me this way? We're not even in that position. God is our creator. God made us this way because he has a purpose and a plan for our lives. Father, we thank you for it, and we're going to trust you in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. All right. So really, this whole idea of the love of God, the agape love of God, is just magnanimous. It's just huge when it comes to the realm of God. Because it talks about in Colossians, as he says, he's delivered us from the powers of darkness. In Colossians 1:13. Delivered means set free. See, darkness keeps you trapped in deception. But he says he's delivered us from the powers. The word power means authority. From the authority that darkness had over you, we've been delivered. What? And translated into the kingdom of the Son of his love. God's kingdom operates and functions in his agape love. You catching that? All right. So now, we want to understand this. You know, in Psalms 91, it says, the Lord is my refuge. Okay? David said, the Lord is my refuge and my strength. The Lord is my refuge. Refuge means protection. Sheltered. You see that? The Lord. Lord. Master. Ruler. Supervisor. Shepherd. Overseer. Lord. You see, when... here's the problem today. Is people talk about Jesus as being their Savior all the time, but really not their Lord. You see that? We have to grow and understand that Lord is huge. Jesus is our Lord, right? So now think about this. If he's your Lord, this love is going to keep flowing. It's going to keep flowing. In Matthew 24, Matthew 24, 4, it says, do not be deceived. Let no one deceive you. See that? Let no one deceive you. And then he goes on and says in 24, 10, 11, 12, it says, many false prophets will rise up and deceive many. Because the love of God is growing cold. Why is the love of God growing cold? Because lawlessness is abounding. Did you hear that? Because lawlessness is abounding. The word lawlessness means willful disobedience to the authority of God. You see, Lord is all about authority. And that's something the church has been weak in understanding, the lordship of Christ. The word, the name Lord is over 7,000 times in the Bible. So there's an emphasis on that principle of lordship. Jesus is Lord. It says in Romans 10:9, if you confess the Lord Jesus, he's Lord, master, ruler, supervisor, overseer of my life, you will be saved. That puts a little different slant on it, doesn't it? So that's what he's talking about. It says in Matthew 7:23, it says, many will say, Lord, Lord. But on that day, he'll say, I never knew you. Listen to me. Matthew 7:23, he'll say, I never knew you. Why? Because you practiced lawlessness. Willful disobedience to the authority of God. The same thing that causes the love of God to grow cold. So he says that the love of God is going to grow cold. Why? Because lawlessness is abounding. False prophets are going to rise up and deceive many. Matthew 24. See, people get infatuated with people. False prophets, they can talk and speak and say things and do things. They get in these little groups with all these other hurt people. And all these people have these hurts that they've never dealt with because they've stepped out of the love of God. They got wounds and deep wounds that they never dealt with, that God wanted to heal. So they get in these groups and they get infatuated with each other. Listen to me. The word infatuate means false fire. False fire. I need the true fire. That's why he said, don't be lukewarm. He wants you to be on fire for him. You get infatuated, it's false. It's not even healthy. Am I making sense? Come on, am I making sense? God has to be our on fire. That's why he's got our answer. He's the one that gives me my freedom. That's the one I'm going to get up and talk about. Are you with me? And that's the one I'm going to respond to my wife and my kids and my family and my people and people at work. Remember, when I get his precepts, David said, I would have went astray unless I had his precepts. What's precepts? Before thoughts. God had thoughts about you before you even showed up on the planet. Precepts become concepts. Concepts become percepts. Percepts is how you see yourself personally. You see yourself the way God sees you and says about you. Now, What comes out of you becomes exceptional. Exceptional means extraordinary, extraordinary, above the natural. I'm going to treat people extraordinary because I'm living out of the precepts that God created me for. Oh, did you get that? That right there will get you where you need to go. And it will bring fulfillment in your life in the midst of whatever's going on around you. And this is what we have to understand, because God knew you before you were even in your mother's womb. And this is what we need to grow in our understanding. But we're talking about authority today. Why is the love of God growing? Because lawlessness is abounding. Disobedience to the authority of God. Why did he say, you say, Lord, Lord, but you practice lawlessness? He's going to say, I never knew you. Willful disobedience to the authority of God. You and I have to grow in this understanding of what God's authority and how it works. We don't get it. See, it's hard to understand God's authority from a democracy. We have a democracy mindset. Demo, democracy, demo means man, krasi means ruled. It's man ruled. See that? And that's the way we've been trained and taught in America. God's authority is a theocracy. Theo means God. God ruled. God wants you and I to understand his kingdom. And that's what lordship is. That's a kingdom principle. See? And people don't understand that. And when we understand that, he's the ruler. When he's ruling, now the kingdom of God is ruling in you. And that's what Matthew, that's what the New Testament is all about. His rule. Now watch this. When Adam and Eve were deceived and fell into sin, what happened? They began to cover themselves. They began to protect themselves. Remember what God said? He said, they said, why are you hiding? Who told you you're naked? They're covering themselves with leaves because they disobeyed God, his authority. You catching this? They disobeyed God. Now they're trying to protect themselves. And that's what we do. We try to protect ourselves. We're always on the defense when we're not trusting God. He says, vengeance is mine. You don't have to walk around protecting yourself all the time. God's going to protect you when you're in his will. Am I making sense? Come on, am I? So this is what we're going to talk about today. Submission. Ooh. Authority. Coming under. Now look, this is what we need to learn and understand, is how to submit to authority. Moses, David, and Paul are some of the best examples I've seen in studying the Bible. Now listen, God's presence, God's love will never be separated from his authority. You see that? And this is what you and I have got to grow in our understanding. Now, give me quickly Exodus 19:3. And Moses went up to God, and the Lord called to him from the mountain, saying, thus you shall say to the house of Jacob, and tell the children of Israel, you have seen what I did to the Egyptians, and how I bore you on eagle's wings and brought you to myself. He sent Moses to bring the Egyptians, to bring them out of Egypt. Why? To get them into the promised land? To get them into a promised land so they could all have two cars and a big house and everything they wanted? No. To bring him to himself. A relationship with God. You see this? It's not just to get you into the promised land. That's important. That'll happen. That's just a natural byproduct of you being in relationship to God. So think about this. When we understand this, that it's just our relationship with God. It's what's important. And that takes understanding authority. And when we begin to understand it, it's like, listen to me. When you yield to his authority, it brings freedom. When you rebel, it brings bondage. But you see, people in America have it the opposite. If I rebel, it makes me free. No, it makes you have more problems. You see that? Are you catching this? I talk to people in jail. I've preached in prisons all over Ohio. If you're not under God's authority, somebody else is going to control your life. See that? And that's what, and that could be in a family. Your wife can be controlling you. Your husband can be controlling you. Or you could be in jail. Does this make sense? You ever, they always try and control me. Yeah, that's a natural thing to try to control you. You're created to be controlled, to have dominion. But when you understand God's authority, wow, it brings freedom. Now I need to quit. Now watch this. What happened when Moses went to the mountain? He was up on the mountain communing with God and getting the Ten Commandments. Aaron was a priest at the bottom of the mountain with the people. Aaron, they got tired of waiting. They got tired of waiting for Moses to come back and speak to them. They got impatient. So you know what they did? Aaron had all the... You'll find this in Exodus 32, but you don't need to go there, Christina. Aaron had all the women take their earrings off and melt them, and they made a golden calf out of those earrings. And they said, this is Yahweh. This is what brought us out of Egypt and called it God. See, it was an idol. They began to dance and carry on and started having orgies and all kinds of stuff going on. Are you listening to me? While Moses is up there getting a word from God. Now look, that's what they did. They created a God who they could manage, a deity who they could manage. That's what people do today. Jesus. I've seen on Facebook 3 or 4 times, I heard it. My Jesus wouldn't do this my Jesus wouldn't do that in the government. Or my Jesus wouldn't act that way. Or it's just, they have this, their idea of what their Jesus is. See that? You'll make him get you what you want. You see that? Bring your healing. But now when it comes to doing what he says, it's a whole nother idea. You see this? There's no lordship. You glad you came to church today? Now, there's freedom in submission. There's bondage in rebellion. Again, you and I have to understand this mentality that we've been taught and raised, this democracy mentality, and get a theocracy mentality when it comes to walking with God. The enemy tries to get you to think that when you rebel, it brings freedom. But it doesn't. Your own desires will bring you into bondage. Your own desires. It says in James 1, but each one is drawn away by his own desires and enticed. The word enticed means to be brought from under the rock or to be lured away. It's a hunter's term, to be enticed. To be brought from the Bible says God is our rock. When you're brought from the enemy, he knows what you like. And he'll put it in front of you to get you to look. To get you to look so you take it. And what it does is it takes you away from God. Your own desires. You see that? Your own desires. But when your desires are under the lordship of Christ, you say, nah, I got something better. You see that? I got something better than smoking a joint or having a 12-pack on the weekend or having a sexual affair outside of my marriage. I got something better. I got something better. Jesus is better. My desires are under his lordship. You catching this? Come on, are you? This is how it works. Because see, when our desires aren't under control of his lordship, it produces sin. And sin, when it's full grown, brings forth death, separation from God. And that's what the enemy's goal is, to separate you from God. Here now, so you can't be effective for God. But lordship keeps you in his will and moving forward in the thing. It's going to be suffering. Suffering, you know what the suffering is? You're giving up your desires. You wanted this, and God says, no, I want to show you something better over here. And when you get his revelation, now you abandon that desire that you used to have, and you take on God's will and way, and life comes. You see that? Life. Woohoo! You want to act silly sometimes. It feels so good. Are you listening to me? Here's another thing. Go with me to Romans chapter 13, verses 1 and 2. Okay, now, this is something we really got to talk about because of where we're at right now with what's going on in the country, America. It's going to help you. So look at this. Let every soul, what have we been talking about? God's authority. We want to obey God's will, right? His authority. We don't want to be in lawlessness. We want to obey God. Now watch. Let every soul, does that include you? You are you in that group? Let every soul be subject to the governing authorities. For there is no authority except from God. Every authority. For there is no authority except from God, and the authorities that exist are appointed by God. Did you catch that? So now think about that. Every authority that exists are appointed by God. Therefore, whoever resists the authority, resists the ordinance of God. And those who resist will bring judgment on themselves. Did you catch that? When you resist authority, you resist God. And you bring judgment in your house and on you and your children and your family and what's important to you. Listen to me. When we don't understand this, this is why we have a lot of problems that we don't understand. Because we're just flat out into lawlessness. Now, that sounds religious, but it's not. Think about this. When we understand this, he says, look, go back to verse 1. And the authorities that exist are appointed by God. You know what appointed means? Planned. God planned it that way. You know why? Because he's God. You see this? He planned it that way. You mean to tell me what happened with the voting and what happened and who's in there now? God planned that? Yes. God planned it. If you don't understand that, and you're walking around with a negative mug and you've got this negative thinking, you need to understand that God planned that. And when you begin to understand that, see, things are going to change. But you see, we're going to stay in touch with God. And we're going to keep receiving his agape love. You see that? We're not going to let hurt people and deceive people move us away from what God has called us to. You seeing this? Are you catching this? Because it's so important. It's going to create some difficulties in your life. It's going to cause, you know, there. He's already signed all this stuff that it's going to change things. But I ain't changing. Jesus is going to be Lord. Are you with me? That's the idea. So now we got to demonstrate love to people. Jesus said, they're going to know you're my disciples by the way you vote. Is that what he said? Right? By what kind of house you lived in? By how much money you have in the bank? No, they're going to know you're my disciples by the way you love, agape love, one another. You see that? This is the whole idea. We have to demonstrate his love and get God's wisdom in a on earth where there's all kinds of stuff going on. And that's going to bring difficulty in your life. Did anybody tell you it was going to be easy? It talks about in Philippians 1, 29, don't need to go there. It means, he says, for to this you it has been granted to you, not only to believe in Jesus, but to suffer for his sake. To suffer for his sake. The word suffer means affected by the experience. What you're going through, how's it affecting you? Is it causing you to get hurt and get full of yourself and protect yourself? Are you still trusting Jesus because of what you're going through? You see that? That's what that's talking about. It says Jesus learned obedience through suffering. In Hebrews 5, he learned obedience through suffering. And then it says through his suffering and as his obedience, he became the author of your eternal salvation. What's that mean? That means when you suffer, and you get God's authority, that means you have authority on your life to help others have eternal salvation. Did you catch that? You see, we're not, the things we go through, it's not for us, it's for other people. Are you catching this? I like what he said. He's the author. See, that word author is connected to authority. Any book you read, the author's always on there. His authority is in that pen that wrote that book. That's how it is. Now, this is good stuff. You see, when we understand this, life just changes. If this doesn't change your life, this will change you. If you came in this room and you didn't understand, but you got understanding, if I didn't understand what I'm talking to you about today, there is no way I could be standing here today. There's just simply no way. I've been here for 21 years, and I've been through a lot, but I understand this. You see, when you understand this, you can stand under some stuff and make it.
Only the truth and truthfulness can save us now.
Have been listening to Heralding the Truth, the radio ministry of Russell Road Church. We are located at 340 West Russell Road in Sydney, Ohio, 45365. Our service times are Saturday evening at 5 p.m. and Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. If we can be of help to you, you may contact us at 937-492-6412 or visit us on the web at russellroadchurch.com. or Facebook by searching Russell Road Church. We end today's broadcast with these words from the Apostle Paul. Be complete, be of good comfort, be of one mind, live in peace, and the God of love and peace will be with you.